Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What?
Yeah, that's what we say when the computer skips over the show intro and plays something else instead. And we go, hey, what's going on here? Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock volleys, the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program. In the air chair, of course, your genial host, Rabid Shock Jock, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the south. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. And my email address remains very simply bob@1063word.com. Let me see if I can get caught up with the text line because it's been inundated here in the last few minutes. See if I can catch up before I get too far behind. Bobby Mack, not odd squad, but FOD squad, F-O-D, foreign object debris. There's a second meaning there too, but not for a family audience. Bobby Mack, I hate that we use the language of the left, person of color. There is no such thing. Everyone has color. The only people of no color would be albinos. Bobby, please tell me what treaties we have signed or wars we have fought alongside Israel, which makes them our ally. Well, what makes them our ally is not fighting wars with them, although they have used American military technology in their ongoing wars with various Arab nations. But it is a fact that they are the only democracy in the Middle East. Bob, I'm under the bed texting until this storm goes past. Gotcha. Bobby, the rain that just blew down Woodruff Road took my car thermometer from 91 to 72. There you go. And I believe that catches me up with the text line. You know, in the current political environment, things could not be any more divisive than they already are. They certainly are more divisive than any time I have seen in my lifetime. The only thing that I guess might rival it would be the late 60s, early 70s, when the communist-inspired marches, the anti-war demonstrations were going on. But it is a heated and volatile political atmosphere that we find ourselves in. And it has a tendency to make us long for more calm times in this country when we actually had rational discussion with people with divergent political points of view. I've been around long enough to be able to remember when things were somewhat more tempered. The emotions were moderated a bit. It wasn't always as fractious as it is now. Walter Williams, who was a retired professor of economics, and is a black man, by the way. Yeah, he's a person of color. I beg your pardon. He's a person of color. wrote a piece about this today at Town Hall called Things Haven't Always Been This Way. And for those of you that weren't around back in the day, it's interesting to kind of flash back here. Professor Williams writing, here's a suggestion. How about setting up some high school rifle clubs? Students would bring their own rifles to school, store them with a team coach, and after classes, collect them for practice. I hear you saying, Williams, you must be crazy. To prevent gun violence, we must do all we can to keep guns out of the hands of kids. or there's a problem with this reasoning. Prior to the 1960s, many public high schools had shooting clubs. In New York City, shooting clubs were started at Boys, Curtis, Commercial, Manual Training, and Stuyvesant High Schools. Students carried their rifles to school on the subway and turned them over to their homeroom or gym teacher. Rifles were retrieved after school for target practice. In some rural areas across the nation, there was a long tradition of high school students hunting before classes, then storing their rifles in the trunks of their cars, parked on school grounds during the school day. Today, any school principal permitting rifle clubs or allowing rifles on school grounds would be fired, possibly imprisoned. Which leads to my question. Have .30-30 caliber Winchesters and .22 caliber rifles changed to become more violent? If indeed rifles have become more violent, what can be done to pacify them? Will rifle psychiatric counseling help to stop these weapons from committing gun violence? I hear you saying, Williams, that's lunacy. Guns are inanimate objects and as such cannot act. And you would be right. Only people can act. That means we ought to abandon the phrase gun violence because guns cannot act and hence cannot be violent. So if guns haven't changed, it must be that people and what's considered acceptable behavior have changed. Violence with guns, just a tiny example. What explains a lot of what we see today is growing cultural deviancy. 29% of white children, 53% of Hispanic children, 73% of black children are born to unmarried women. The absence of a husband and father in the home is a strong contributing factor to poverty, school failure, crime, drug abuse, emotional disturbance, and a host of other social problems. By the way, the low marriage rate among blacks is relatively new. Census data shows that a slightly higher percentage of black adults had married than white adults from 1890 to 1940. According to the 1938 Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, that year, only 11% of black children and 3% of white children were born to unwed mothers. In 1954, Professor Williams writes, I graduated from Philadelphia's Benjamin Franklin High School. That was the city's poorest school. During those days, there were no school policemen. Today, close to 400 police patrol Philadelphia schools. According to federal education data, in the 2015-16 school year, 5.8% of the nation's 3.8 million teachers were physically attacked by a student. Almost 10% were threatened with injury. Other forms of cultural deviancy are found in the music accepted today that advocates murder, rape, and other vile acts. In previous generations, people were held responsible for their behavior. Today, society at large pays for irresponsible behavior. Years ago, there was a little tolerance for the crude behavior and language that are accepted today. To see men sitting while a woman was standing on a public conveyance was once unthinkable. Children addressing adults by their first name and their use of foul language in the presence of and often to teachers and other adults was unacceptable. A society's first line of defense is not the law or the criminal justice system, but customs, traditions, and moral values. These behavioral norms, mostly imparted by example, word of mouth, and religious teachings, represent a body of wisdom distilled over the ages through experience and trial and error. Police and laws can never replace these restraints on personal conduct. At best, the police and criminal justice system are the last desperate line of defense for a civilized society. Today's true tragedy is that most people think what we see today has always been so. As such, today's Americans accept behavior that our parents and grandparents never would have accepted. Boy, certainly right about the language, too. When we have members of Congress, like the Odd Squad, referring to the President of the United States as an MF-er, could the language get any more vile and coarse than that? 16 after 5 here in the Bobby Mac Show. We'll put that piece up for you if you'd like to have a copy of it on our Facebook page. Moneypenny will get that up if she doesn't have it there already. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Coming up on 5:23, bumper to bumper, here in the 5 o'clock Follies, the Bobby Mac Show. Well, CBS went all out, heavily promoting the debut last night. I'm sorry, there should be a debut. Of Norah O'Donnell as the new anchor and managing editor of the network's flagship broadcast, the CBS Evening News. How did it work out? Well, ratings data compiled by Nielsen show O'Donnell's first night actually delivered lower ratings than the anchor she replaced, Jeff Glore. Those ratings, especially in the 25-54 demo, that's the money demo, the one most valued by advertisers, and an audience critical for lifting the CBS Evening News out of the ratings basement. O'Donnell delivered 929,000 in that demo compared to 1.22 million a year ago. Newscast was down 22% year to year. Gulp. Those ratings not exactly presenting a challenge to the other alphabet networks, ABC or NBC, but they will concern CBS News new news chief Susan Zirinsky, who will note that a cable newscast, Fox News Channel's Special Report with Brett Baier, which also airs at 6:30, outperformed the CBS Evening News in several major markets yesterday, including L.A., Washington, Atlanta, and Miami. Gulp. In on the text line, Bobby Mac, it's the end of the world as we know it. Yep, absolutely it is. Bobby, don't the Democrats refer to President Trump as a person of color? You know, a bad orange man? There you go. Bobby, I was on a rifle team in high school in the early 1970s. Wow. Probably the last vestige of that. Bobby, women of color, colored women, person of color, colored people, same phrase, just reworded. Those phrases, of course, were replaced after the Civil Rights Movement. And Jennifer tweets, the words of Thomas Jefferson, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Let's be close to that time." That's Jennifer. To the phones we go. Ken is next up. Ken is in Anderson. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, Bobby. In listening to you over the different broadcast over the time, you sometimes make reference to different TV shows, how they are actors or whatever, as strikes a memory or sparks a chord.
Am I dating myself, Ken?
No more than I am about to. With all the controversy and what have you that's going on both parties, I think it was Michigan that had voted the Pledge of Allegiance out of the school system, and then a week later voted it back in.
Oh, Minnesota,
Minnesota, that's okay. I had a thought came through my head, and I remember watching Ed Sullivan as a kid. And as his closing thing, he would do monologue or maybe say a prayer or address some kind of issue.
Mm-hmm.
On one of his shows, he portrayed one of his teachers who broke down the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh yeah, that was Red Skelton.
Red Skelton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought you said Ed Sullivan.
I might have. That Red Skelton's who it was.
Yep.
And he would fluff his hair and all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that listen to you that don't even know who Red Skelton is.
Sadly, that's true.
But much less have had the opportunity to have the pledge explained like he explained it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe it might be a good thing if, I don't know the legalities, but maybe if you could play it for the people.
Yeah, in fact,
right now it's just something, that's a thing we had to learn in school, and
Right.
It might be a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Ken, because it actually is in the public domain. I think all the copyrights have expired on that, and it is available on YouTube. So we'll see if we can do that. Maybe we'll do it in the bonus hour one day, because it really is pretty moving, and gives a very rational and stark explanation of what the Pledge of Allegiance really is all about.
Okay. Just glad I could throw it out there.
You bet.
Enjoy your show and keep it up.
Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate it. And thanks for the suggestion. Jack is next. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Jack, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, Bobby Mack. You know, this turmoil with the squad of the four ladies who are claiming racist Donald Trump?
Using ladies to describe them would be using the word fairly loosely, but, you know.
Well, I'm not trying to be loose by any means. I'm trying to be kind to them.
Gotcha.
Because there is a foundation for what President Trump has done that comes from the dedication of the Statue of Liberty in 1886, and it is the last two lines which were made in a speech by a senator, United States Senator from New York, Senator Depew.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with these two lines?
No, they don't come to mind immediately.
I was not either. Okay, this is the last two lines, and this is from the National Archives, because the liberals are trying to say it's alleged, you know, it's not real. Actually, it's also imprinted on a postcard that was, dedicating that speech.
Yeah.
So there's proof of it. Okay. Here's what he said. "There is room in America and brotherhood for all who will support our institutions and aid in our development. But those who come to disturb our peace and dethrone our laws are aliens and enemies forever."
Wow.
Yes. Everyone who I tell this to is just amazed.
Yep.
I was amazed when I saw the postcard. I said, let me see if that's right.
Mm-hmm.
From the National Archives.
Well, not for long once Pelosi hears about it.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah. That's fascinating stuff. And again, It plays right into how times have changed, how the language has changed because the left has wanted it to, and how perspectives have changed, again, where we make decisions based on our feelings and not on our brains.
Well, when we have communists to deal with.
Yeah, which is a simpler way of putting it. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hey, Crazy Prince Charlie is at it again. Yeah, Prince Charles, you know, is a big, we're all going to die, climate change. It's global warming is going to end mankind as we know it on the planet. But what he's had to say most recently about it is more amusing than it is intellectually or scientifically stimulating. I'll tell you what he said. On the other side, Annie's ready in the news center here on Wednesday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. A off again, on again, stormy Wednesday, 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. Texter says, Bobby, Wikipedia lists 34 residences, castles, and other huge homes and vast properties belonging to Prince Charles and family. If there's one person on earth that can't lecture anybody else about global warming, it's a pampered intellectual jerk like him. I wouldn't even call Prince Charles an intellectual. This is from the website Climate Depot. As you might imagine from the name, they are not true believers in climate change, global warming, what have you. Prince Charles at it again. The Prince of Wales has warned global leaders that if we don't tackle climate change in 18 months, the human race will go extinct. Now, this is not the first time the Prince of Wales, or Wales, whichever it is, has issued another of his doomsday sort of Damocles missives. He had previously issued a 100-month deadline that must be met to restore nature to the equilibrium we need for our survival. But you see, that 100-month deadline had expired. And here we still are, which calls, of course, for a new deadline. It's, you know, this is, this reminds me, you know, it's like some old Henny Youngman, the comedian. You know, Henny Youngman was around before Rodney Dangerfield. You know, oh, I don't get no respect. Henny Youngman had a standard joke in his repertoire. Guy goes to the doctor. Doctor says, you got 6 months to live. Guy says, well, I can't pay you. I can't pay your bill. Doctor gives him another 6 months. It's like that. Prince Charles' 100-month deadline expires, so he issues a new 18-month deadline for the human race to be able. James Dellingpole, who is one of the guys that punctures the balloons of the global warmists in the UK, writing, the Prince of Wales has warned global leaders, if we don't tackle climate change in 18 months, the human race will go extinct. No, really. Here are his actual words in a speech in London yesterday to foreign ministers from the Commonwealth. You think while the prince is making these kind of remarks, they kind of, you know, hold their hand up in front of their face and go, you believe this guy? Huh? Hear what he's saying? Prince Charles, I am firmly of the view that the next 18 months will decide our ability to keep climate change to survivable levels and to restore nature to the equilibrium we need for our survival. So here we are, gang, yet another climate change tipping point. Prince Charles had declared on July 18th, 2015, that the world now has just 35 years to save the planet. But this new tipping point marks a huge reprieve from the prince's original 100-month tipping point. That one was issued in 2009. The 2015 UK Western Morning News interview with Charles revealed that His Royal Highness warns that we have just 35 years to save the planet. Then he said we had a hundred months. Delling Poll had written a piece after this. Well, this is new. My solution to climate change: eat Prince Charles. Okay, so assuming for a moment that the Prince of Wales isn't just spouting gibberish, what kind of measures might we need to adopt in the next 18 months to keep climate change to survivable levels? Happily, we have a good idea, courtesy of Lord Deben, chairman of the government's Climate Change Committee. Writing in the Prince of Wales' favorite magazine, Country Life, he says, "It simply demands that we live more sustainably." Here we go. There's that word. "That we stop wasting water, become really energy efficient, cut food waste, eat 20% less meat, take all of our energy from renewable sources," a physical impossibility, by the way, "and ensure our homes are properly insulated and ventilated." As you may have noticed, the word simply is doing a lot of work there. If you're a carnivore like me, for example, you might not take too kindly to the notion that some dodgy peer who has made at least part of his fortune by promulgating green hysteria has the right to issue directives on how many bacon snarnies or burgers you can reasonably consume per week. But I have an even bigger red flag waving over that glib suggestion that we should take all our energy from renewable sources. All of it? Really? The late Professor David Mackey, a Cambridge engineer and chief scientist at the UK government's Department of Energy and Climate Change, once looked at what decarbonizing the economy by going 100% renewable might look like for the British landscape. It wasn't pretty. It would involve building 61,000 wind turbines, covering 5% of the UK landmass with solar arrays, damming most of the rivers in the western highlands of Scotland to generate hydropower, building huge barrages across rivers such as the Severn, destroying intertidal mudflats and devastating bird and fish species, and using the entirety of Britain's agricultural land to grow biofuels. Well, let's get cracking on that. After all, Bonnie Prince Charlie says we only have, wait a minute, what was his latest one again? 18 months. First we had, what was it? First we had 35 months. Then we had 35 years. Now we're back to 18 months. So hang on to your hats, sports fans. 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. 6:08 as we go back to the phones. Linda is next. Linda is in Easley. You see that thunderstorm that rolled through Easley earlier today, Linda? Were you there then?
Yes.
Nasty?
I was outside then.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, that same one rolled over top of us a little bit later. It was a frog strangler there for a while.
Yes, it was. It watered all the flowers at Lowe's.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, years ago, back when the earth was cooling and I was teaching high school kids,
gotcha.
I had a girl come to me to help her write a composition.
Mm-hmm.
The English teacher, who was new and young, was trying to convince them that the oceans were rising and South Carolina would soon be underwater and what we should do about it or something to that effect.
Gotcha.
And the child was upset.
Yeah.
I mean, she was visibly upset.
Yep.
And I sat down with her and I said, Ashton, you're a Christian, aren't you? And she said, yes, ma'am. And I said, what's the rainbow up there for? And she started to grin and she said, oh, okay, I got it.
Sometimes the simplest explanations are the best, aren't they, Linda?
Yes.
It's astounding.
Enjoy that one.
You know, there's a story. I don't know if you've seen this or not. It's been circulating on the web that millennials are very far underfunded when it comes to saving for retirement. Essentially, millennials as a group are putting aside very little for retirement. And the explanation is by the time they reach retirement age, the planet's going to be destroyed by climate change or global warming.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does.
Makes perfect sense. Very reasonable, but they're going to be wrong.
I am inclined to agree.
I won't be around to see it.
And probably a good thing that most of this will have transpired out of my field of vision. Thanks, Linda. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here today. In on the text line. Bobby, I emailed you earlier today with a link to the song The Fight Inside of Me by Merle Haggard. The Hag. Seems appropriate at this point in time. I also forwarded it to President Trump at the White House after I sent it to you, and Tara mentioned it'd be a great tune to play at the rallies. Gotcha. Bobby, about climate change and all this sustainability junk, every time we tried cutting down on our use of water and electricity, they raised the rates because they claim their revenues are going down. Funny how that happens. Darn it, Bob, we're going to have to put mufflers on our farting coat. Oh, boy. Bobby Mack, I'm close to throwing up right now about global warming. Just today, I've been downtown to Greenville once. It'll be twice before the evening is over. Run my normal Wednesday errands. Got my hair done. And as of this particular point in time, I'm probably at 17 to 25 miles to the gallon. I carry a kid. I'm constantly carrying cargo for the kid. I have no idea how I can go about fixing my global warming profile. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. Al Gore will explain it to you. He's got all the answers. Right. Yeah, Bobby, Bonnie Prince Charlie, he's really just like us, except for the extra 75 bathrooms in his house. Bobby, would you mind telling me what in the hell is wrong with these supposedly educated people? The education they got was incorrect. Would be. Lord have mercy, I don't believe we're going extinct until God says, hey, You're going extinct. Bobby, that's the Prince of Wales and his brother, the Prince of Dolphins. No, I don't think so.
Wrong.
I don't believe so. Bobby, tell Prince Charlie for me, if you live in a 13-acre mansion, you should probably shut up about global warming. Yeah. Might be a good idea, you know. But they are, after all, the intellectually gifted and our elitist betters. They really know what's best for us. Got to take a break for the news. Stand by, though, because we're not done. One more to go. The bonus hour is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show. Come on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.